It was like a religious conversion, you know, because I'd been a bit snobbish about it. Like a lot of my generation, I kind of dismissed country music as being hokey and not realizing that down there, there was all that gold.
In the early 70s, Emmylou Harris teamed up with musical pioneer Graham Parsons. During their short time together, he opened Emmylou's mind up to a way of thinking about music. Ever since, Emmylou Harris has been a singer and a songwriter that needs no introduction. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Emmylou Harris has been creating her own distinct music for many decades. She's had bands, played solo, and collaborated with an impressive list of artists from Dolly Parton to Bob Dylan to Neil Young. Emmylou has recently released a new set of songs called Hard Bargain, named for a tune by one of her friends, Ron Sexsmith. It continues her blend of so many traditions that you just couldn't pick one out. There are songs for friends that she has lost, and I got to ask her about one of those called The Road.
This song really, I mean, I think it'll be obvious, is kind of a look back at my dear friend Graham Parsons and how he, that chance meeting with him just really changed my life. The only reason I'm here and that anybody's interested, what I have to say or do really is because of that meeting with him. And we probably all have friends like that that impacted our lives and sort of changed the trajectory. In the case of Graham, of course, I only know him for a short time before he died at the age of 26. But this is kind of a tip of the hat to those kinds of friendships. I can still remember every song he played long ago when we were younger and we rocked the night away. How could I see a future then where you would not grow old? With such a fire in our belly, such a hunger in our soul. I guess I probably loved you when those words rolled off your tongue. It seemed that we were traveling under some old lucky sun. I know I couldn't save you, and no one was to blame. But the road we shared together once will never be the same.
There's another one you're going to play for us. Is Darling Kate. Do you want to play that
right
one?
So just a little word, because this is another musician that might not be as well known. It's about a Canadian artist who, along with her sister, has made some of the most beautiful and stirring records. For me, anyway, they've sort of been, I've been huge fans of theirs since their first record came out in 1975, the same time mine did. It's Kate and Anna McGarrigle. And these girls inspired me so much over the years, and I was able to become friends with them, write with them, and do a little touring with them. But mainly my friendship with them is what was so important. And Kate, some of you might know, she lost her very valiant battle with cancer this past January. And this song just kind of came to me as kind of a farewell letter to my dear friend that I really miss a lot. So it's finally come, you have left this world, but we'll miss our Kate, our darling. We held your hand, kissed your lovely brow, and bid farewell. You're sailing now, free from the pain. You laid that burden down, but your strong and giving heart will surely be your crown. As you slip the surly bonds of earth and sail away, we will meet again somehow, someday.
That's Emmylou Harris performing live at South by Southwest with Darlin' Kate and The Road. Her new album is called Hard Bargain. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.